as my father put it before he passed away, he said, finally, you find a place on this earth that recognizes your talent. The American people are really bright. I'm like, I'll tell them that, Dad.
A recent Grammy Award confirms Angélique Kidjo's status among music fans in the States. But that's just one of many countries embraced in her travels and her music. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. Jin Jin is the latest album from Beninese superstar Angélique Kidjo. And aside from the awards it's earned, the collection of tunes continues Angélique's celebration of the universal language of music. But equally important to her is embracing differences. And while West African sounds provide the foundation for the record, guests like Peter Gabriel, Joss Stone, and Alicia Keys also add their unique flavor. Of course, the focus is still Kidjo's own signature instrument, her voice. And before a performance at Carnegie Hall in her sometimes home of New York, I spoke with Angélique about its continuing power and early start. 6 years old, is that true? Your first song was on the radio when you were six?
Absolutely. I was with my mom, and she has a theater group, and the girl that was supposed to sing that piece that day was sick. And as I was very curious, and I was always mingling with everybody, trying to understand what was going on. My nickname is Miss When, Why, How, and I never get enough answer. And I learned all the songs. So here I was, and my mom just pushed me on stage, and I go, oh, yeah, this sound. My mom like, you're 6 years old and you're singing out loud like that? But at first, I was so scared I could hear all my bones in my body going glee, 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 glee. But the public was having so much fun by seeing me so frightened, they start laughing. I'm like, oh, that's kind of fun and cool. I can do it. Then I start singing, Manaika, Nakubenda Manaika. Malaika, nakupenda malaika, na milifanya jigi, kijana mwezi nyako, na shindwa na malisi na we.
Your voice is in great shape. Do you do a lot of things to take care of it, or do you just open your mouth when that happens?
Oh, no, I wish it was that. First of all, the first medicine for every singer is sleep.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't sleep, you can have a long career. And still today, I have a vocal coach. I mean, I've been lucky and blessed that throughout my journey singing, I've met some of the greatest vocal coach and a great doctor that used to take care of my vocal cords. The thing that is important for me is to warm up before, mm-hmm. because vocal cords are like muscles. You have to warm them up. It's compulsory if you want to have a long-term career. And also I work out a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to work out. When you sweat, you take some toxins out, and it works. It definitely works, and it saved me a couple of years. As I hear today on CNN, when you run, you buy yourself some years to live more. And I'm telling you, if I live as long as my book grandmother was over 100 years, I'm gonna be around. Aruna, Aruna, Inshallah. Aruna, Aruna, Inshallah. Et the musini, Inshallah, King Basiti.
Angélique Kidjo and Aruna, recorded live in FUV Studio A. To hear the complete interview and more, visit our online archives at WFUV.org.